Today we're going to be reading from Psalm 132.
Okay. 怎么这么小？好，你们如果有圣经，可以翻开圣经。我没想到会这么小。
All right, if you have your Bibles, please turn to Psalm 132.
好，翻到圣经，我们一起来读。132篇第一节。
Let us read together.
耶和华啊，求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难。他怎样向耶和华起誓，向雅各的大能者许愿，说：“我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻，我不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼目打盹，只等我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。”我们听说约柜在以法塔，我们在基列叶林就寻见了。我们要进他的居所，脚凳前下拜。耶和华啊，求你兴起，和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。愿你的祭司披上公义，愿你的圣民欢呼。求你因你仆人大卫的缘故，不要厌弃你的受膏者。耶和华向大卫凭诚实起了誓，必不反复，说：“我要使你所生的坐在你的宝座上。你的众子若守我的约和我所教训他们的法度，他们的子孙必永远坐在你的宝座上，因为耶和华拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所，说：这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。我要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷人饱足。我要使祭司披上救恩，圣民大声欢呼。我要叫大卫的脚在那里发声。我为我的受膏者预备明灯。我要使他的仇敌披上羞耻，但他的冠冕要在头上发光。好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前，我们向你献上感恩和赞美。
Lord, we come before you and give you our praise and thanksgiving.
这是你的话语，我们把你的话语带到你的面前，我们求你的圣灵工作。
As we open our word, the word, your word before you, we ask your spirit to work in us.
我们求你的圣灵来帮助我们能够理解你的话语，能够明白你的话语。
We ask that your spirit come into us to help us understand your word.
我们也求你的圣灵来膏抹孩子的口，让孩子能够靠着你的圣灵放胆地传讲你的信息。
We ask also that your spirit anoint the mouth of the speaker today that he can speak, boldly speak the truth of your word.
我们求你在我们当中居首位掌王权，愿你的圣灵充满这里，愿你的荣耀充满这里。
We ask that you reign as the head of the church and that you rule our lives in the same way.
这样的祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 诗篇132篇是一首上行之诗。
Psalm 132 is one of the songs of ascent.
我们以前讲过什么是上行之诗。
And in the past, I've explained what a song of ascent is.
但是考虑到我们当中有些新来的弟兄姐妹，所以我们还需要再讲一遍。
But in case there are any newcomers among us, I want to quickly explain it again.
上行之诗就是在以色列人每年有三次他们要去耶路撒冷去圣殿里面朝见神。
So three times a year all Jewish men were required to go to Jerusalem for a pilgrimage to see God.
他们从全国各地从各个角落然后要来到圣殿要去朝见神。
And so they come from all quarters of the nation to Jerusalem to see God.
所以他们走在路上的时候他们所做的诗或者他们口里所唱的诗他们表达他们心里面的感受
And so as they're traveling they would sing these hymns to express how they feel
那诗篇132篇这首诗的作者我们现在不知道是谁
Psalm 132 we do not know who the author is
但很有可能是在王朝的时期的一位诗人
But we believe him to be a poet during the kingdom era.
也就是说，在大卫、所罗门之后， 当以色列分裂成北国以色列和南国犹大之后，然后可能在那段时期的一个诗人。
It's very possible that he lived during the time of northern Israel and southern Judah, having already split.
那么对当时的以色列人来说，大卫的命运和以色列的命运就交织穿插在一起，没有办法分离。
And so though the nation was split, the destiny of the nation and of David's kingdom was still very intertwined with one another.
所以大卫的苦难就成为以色列人的苦难，大卫的感受也成为以色列人的感受。
And so David became symbolic of all Israel. Of all Israel, David's sufferings, the sufferings of the Israelites, David's experiences became, David's feelings became Israel's feelings.
所以以色列的苦难，以色列的感受，以色列的心情，就透过大卫表现出来。
And so they used David to express how they felt about what was going on around them.
所以诗人在这个上行的路上，在这个路上的时候，他回想以色列的经历，他想到大卫一生的经历，他的心里面有一个感受。
And so as he's making his way to Jerusalem, the poet was thinking about over the life of David and what was going on around him, and he had many reflections.
大卫的一生是苦难的一生，以色列的历史是苦难的历史。
David's life was a life of suffering, and Israel's history was also a history of suffering.
但是在苦难当中，他们经历神的保守，经历神的同在。
But in that suffering, they experienced God's providence and God's presence.
他们看见神的荣耀，看见神的恩典。
He saw God's glory and God's grace.
所以他们的心里面就从心里面充满了感恩。
And so he expressed his thanksgiving from the bottom of his heart.
那更进一步，他们就产生一个渴望，就渴望能够永远在耶和华的殿中，能够敬拜神，能够享受神的同在。
And so he expressed a desire to be in God's temple forever, to enjoy God's presence and worship forever.
所以我要一生一世要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
所以我们。今天我们在这个感恩的季节，我们一起来看这首诗篇。我们看这首诗篇，今天对我们说了什么
？So today in the season of Thanksgiving, let us look at this psalm and see what it says to us today.
首先，我们来看第一节。
So starting from the beginning.
第一节，在诗人在这说：“耶和华，求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难。”
Lord, remember David in all his afflictions.
那在我们的认识里面，在我们的想象里面，我们觉得大卫的一生，我们所想到的只是他光辉荣耀的一生，只是想到他的成绩，然后想到他的荣耀荣。
Even as Christians, when we think about the life of David, we often only think about his successes, his glory days, his accomplishments.
但我们很容易忘记他一生所受的苦。
And we often forget that he had suffered greatly.
大卫在年少的时候，大概就在二十岁出头的时候，就开始逃亡，被扫罗追杀。
As a young man, barely in his 20s, he was sought after by Saul, who was out to kill him.
这可能就比我们当中的幼子大一点点的那个年纪，他就开始逃亡。
And so he was barely older than the most of our youth here. He had to flee for his life.
So he 不得不与他的妻子离别，与他的原配的妻子，与他幼年所娶的妻子米迦，与他离别。
And so he was separated from his first wife, who he married in his youth, Micah, who loved him.
然后在撒母耳上的二十章，我们看到，因为他的父母、他的亲人，在以色列这个地方不再安全。因为以色列的王扫罗要追杀大卫，所以他不得不把他的父母、他所有的亲人送到摩押那里去。
And so, secondly, because Israel was no longer a safe haven for him, because the king himself was out to kill him, he had to take his family, his whole family, and into the land of the Moabites.
那撒母耳上二十二章这里记载的是最后一次圣经上记载大卫的父母。
And for First Samuel chapter 22 was the last time the Bible explicitly mentions David's parents.
所以在犹太人的传统里面，有些人就说，可能后来大卫的父母在摩押被他们杀害。
And so the traditional Jewish interpretation of the silence of Scripture from this point on is that they either died or were killed in Moab.
所以这可能是最后一次大卫与见他们的父母，见他的父母。
And so this might have been the last time David saw his parents.
然后大卫在三十七岁做了以色列的王。然后到，但是到六十岁的时候，他的儿子亚沙龙背叛他，他不得不逃离耶路撒冷。
So he was crowned king at 37, but at age 60, his own son rebelled against him. So once again, he had to flee for his life.
所以他不得不看到自己的儿子在战争当中死去。
And he had to see his own son die in battle.
所以这大卫的一生是苦难的一生。
So David's life was a life of great suffering.
所以以色列的苦难和大卫的苦难就交织在一起。
And Israel similarly also had many suffering in her history.
那么以色列的历史也是苦难的历史。
And so in the same way, Israel's history is full of suffering.
以色列年幼的时候在埃及做奴隶。
Israel in her youth started out as slaves in Egypt.
那做奴隶是什么？我就不用说了，大家都知道，对不对？
I probably don't need to elaborate on what it's like to be a slave, right? Everybody has at least some concept of what that's like.
但后来神就兴起摩西带领他们，然后出埃及，然后在旷野当中行走四十年。
Then through Moses, God led them out of Egypt, and they wandered the wilderness for 40 years.
那在旷野当中的四十年，不是那个享受的四十年，那是很难受的四十年。
And those 40 years went by. It wasn't an easy 40 years to endure.
我们感恩节看那个电影《Up》是吧？那个小孩子就说想去 wilderness 有个 adventure. 那最后就发现那个 wilderness 不是他想象的那个 wilderness.
And so you know, this Thanksgiving we saw the movie Up, and so you know we saw this little kid who was very excited about being able to go adventuring. In the wilderness, but when he actually got there, he found out that it was nothing like what he'd imagined.
我问一下大家，你们一个星期洗几次澡？
Let me ask you, brothers and sisters, how many times do you take a bath a week?
两次、三次还是？
Two or three times.
每天一次。
Maybe every day.
如果让你一个星期不洗澡，你会怎么样？
How would you feel if you were not able to take a bath for a whole week?
如果让你一个月不洗澡，你会怎么样？
How would you feel if you couldn't take a bath for a whole month?
如果三个月呢？
3 months?
你想想那以色列人在旷野里面行走，他们到哪个地方洗澡啊？没有地方洗澡。
So if you think about it for a moment, where would an Israelite be able to take a bath in a desert?
他白天在那个旷野当中，那个温度是很高的，超过40多度。
And so it was very, very hot during the day, you know, over. It would be over probably 90 degrees during Fahrenheit during the day.
我们如果再往后看，看到在士师时期，然后看到在扫罗时期，撒母耳记上的时候，我们看到以色列的历史都是苦难的历史。
And even after settling in the Promised Land, Israel was not all going well for the Israelites. Because if we read through the book of Judges, if we read 1 Samuel. We could see the kind of suffering the Israelites endured.
但是就是在这苦难当中，大卫经历神的恩典。
But in this suffering, David experienced God's grace.
就是在这苦难当中，他学会感恩。
In that suffering, he learned how to be thankful.
所以大卫在这里说：“我要向耶和华起誓，向雅各的大能者许愿。”
He swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob.
说我必不进我的帐幕，也不上我的船榻，也不容我的眼睛睡觉，不容我的眼目打盹，只等到我为耶和华寻得所在，为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
Surely I will not go into the chamber of my house or go up to the comfort of my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
那么诗人在这里讲什么呢？
What's the psalmist talking about here?
那诗人在这里回想起大卫，大卫刚刚做王了之后，他怎样向耶和华的一个心思意念。
And so we see that after David became king, he was not satisfied with being king. He had another wish.
大卫他的一生当中，戎马一生，他经历很多的苦难，到37岁成为以色列的王。他心里，他在他的苦难当中，他经历神的恩典，看到神对他的带领，所以他的心里面充满了感恩。
So, David was not crowned king until he was 37, and through those years, he experienced God's grace on him, and he saw, though he suffered much, he was also very blessed by God, and he felt very thankful, and he wanted to show his thankfulness in a very concrete way.
所以大卫就立志，他说我要为耶和华建一个圣殿。
And so he resolved to himself to build a temple for God.
我要为雅各的大能者寻的居所。
I will build a dwelling place for the Lord, for the mighty one of Israel.
所以他听见约柜在基列以林，然后他就差人把约柜从基列以林迎回来，迎到锡安山。
So he heard that the Ark of the Covenant was being placed.Was being stored elsewhere, so he wanted to take the ark into Jerusalem.
然后他就发动全国以色列的百姓，然后开始就是积累那个财宝，然后为建造这个圣殿积累这个财宝。
And he also called all the people to store up their treasures to build the temple.
他做所有这一切是出于他对神的感恩。
And he did all of these things.Because of the thanksgiving to God.
但是神对他说，我不要你为我建圣殿，但是你的心意我领了。
God said to David, "You are not to build my house. I appreciate your sentiment, but you are not to do it."
所以我要祝福你，我要与你立约。
But I will bless you, and I will make a covenant with you.
所以这就是。我们这就是在撒母耳记上我们看到的神与大卫立约，神对大卫说，我要使你的后裔，使你的子孙，必永永远远坐在你的宝座上面。
And so God made a covenant with David, promising him that his descendants will sit on the throne forever.
所以我们在这里看到大卫在苦难当中，他经历神的同在，经历神的保守，所以他学会感恩。
And so we see how David learned to be thankful through his suffering because he experienced God's mercy and grace upon him.
我们刚刚过了感恩节，我们知道感恩节是怎么来的吗？
So, do you know how Thanksgiving became an American holiday?
我相信很多人知道，如果你知道，你可以举手，我看看有多少人。
If you know, raise your hand so I can get a quick look.
Okay, 还是有不少，但是还是有很多人不知道。
So most of us do know, but there are some who don't.
那个在17世纪的时候，那个英国的清教徒，他们受逼迫的清教徒，他们乘着五月花号来到美国，来到美洲。
And so, in the 17th century, as the Puritans were experiencing persecution, they came to the United States, and one of the ships that came, the Mayflower, landed.On America's East Coast.
那他们刚刚踏上一个新的大陆，他们人生地不足，什么人都不认识，然后在这里就完全lost了。
And so they came as strangers in a strange land. They didn't know anybody here. Obviously, they didn't know the lay of the land. They didn't know the climate. They were completely lost and without direction.
然后他们因为疾病的缘故，他们当中有很多人死去。
And many of them fell ill and died.
他们在一年当中是饥寒交迫。
And that year was spent in starvation and freezing.
但是当时印第安人来帮助他们，教他们怎么种植玉米、南瓜，种植这些农作物。
But the Native Americans then came and taught them how to plant corn and squash and pumpkin.
然后过了一年，他们迎来一个大丰收。
And in their second year, they were able to experience a great harvest.
So they just 把这些农作物拿出来来庆祝他们的丰收，来所以来向上帝献上感恩。
And so that year, because of their bounty, they were able to have a great feast of Thanksgiving.
So 这就是感恩节的来历。
And that is the origin of Thanksgiving.
那他们为什么从心底深处有这样的一个感恩呢？
Why were they so thankful to God?
因为他们经历过前一年的苦难，在苦难当中有很多人，他们当中有很多人离去。
Because they experienced the previous year's suffering, and they saw how so many of them died that previous year.
所以很多的时候我们只有经历苦难经历一些难处我们才能够学会感恩
Oftentimes we really don't appreciate what we have unless we go through suffering
我有一个老师然后他有一个 我的老师是一个牧师然后他有一个 有一个很好的朋友他们夫他这个朋友他们夫妻一对都是基督徒
And so my teacher also was a pastor and he had he had some friends who were also Christians
然后这个丈夫后来就有外遇
and, and of this couple the husband had an affair
然后但是这个太太很好太太愿意原谅这个丈夫愿意让再次接纳这个丈夫回来但是这个丈夫他自己不愿意回来
the wife was willing to forgive the husband and reconcile with him but the husband was not
因为我老师跟他是很好的朋友所以我们老师就一直为他祷告然后一直怎么样为他祷告呢就一直向神祷告求神让他遇到难处求神让他遇到不顺的事情
and so my teacher being a friend to this couple started praying for them day and night and so he prayed this way Lord let this husband meet with difficult circumstances
因为我们老师知道只有他遇到一些难处遇到不顺的事情他才能够谦卑下来他才能够有机会再次回到神的面前
because my teacher knew that it was only through difficult circumstances would a man be humbled and be willing to once again stand before God
要感谢主后来这个人真的遇到很多难处到一个地步他没有办法解决所以他就只好谦卑下来再次回到神的面前
and so indeed the husband did encounter many difficulties and because of these difficulties he did humble himself and was able to come before God once again
他的太太也愿意原谅他愿意 接纳他所以他们就再次成为一个蒙福的家庭
and his wife was willing to forgive him to accept him back and they were once again a household blessed by God
所以我们今天我们在这个时候我们回顾一年当中很多的时候我们没有像大卫那样有一颗那样从心底深处的一个感恩为什么
and so why is it that we are not like David that we are able to have this heart of thanksgiving inside of us
因为我们太顺了
because things go too well for us
因为在美国这个地方什么事情都是太容易了然后太顺了
Because we have it way too easy here in the States.
So 我们就失去了很多机会去依靠神，然后去接近神。
We lose a lot of opportunities to rely on God and draw near to Him.
昨天我和我太太，然后去不是星期五，星期五的傍晚的时候，我和我太太去 Costco， 然后我们一家去 Costco。
So you know, Black Friday, our whole family went to Costco to go shopping.
然后我们刚刚到 Costco， 然后刚刚把车趴下来。然后刚刚把车门关了都关了然后发现钥匙锁在里面了
So we parked our car We got out of the car We closed the car door And we realized we've locked the car keys in the car
我太太开车然后这已经是第四次了
And so this is the fourth time that my wife's done this
所以我当时心里面很生气啊怒火冲天
So of course I was really mad
但是我还是知道要以恩典来对待
But even amid my anger, I knew, no, I have to give her grace.
So 我就努力把那个怒火压下去。
So I had to do the best to you know, suppress my anger.
So 但是后来我是说，那我们去路边，然后去找个 taxi， 或者是看看有没有公交车，看看能不能回去，然后把那个备用的钥匙拿回来。
And so I said, well, so I suggested to my wife, well, I guess we'll have to find a bus or a taxi or something when you go home and get our spare keys.
但是我后来看到我太太和女儿站在那个车边不走，然后就怒火就实在压不住了，就大大的发怒。
But seeing my wife and daughter stand there, not knowing what to do, I got really, I could no longer keep my temper, and I lost it.
我说了很多刻薄的话。
And I said a lot of things that I wish I could take back.
但是后来我太太说了一句话，让我泼了我一头冷水，让我冷静下来。
So, but my wife said one thing that was like a splash of cold water on my face and calmed me down.
我太太说你为什么不原谅我
She asked me, why don't you forgive me?
那我就想到我也是个罪人主耶稣基督原谅我主耶稣基督接纳我但我为什么不原谅我太太
that I'm a sinner, then Christ accepted me, so why can't I forgive my wife?
所以我一下子就冷下来了。
So I was able to calm down.
所以然后我们在想怎么办呢？然后我的第一个念头就是说，我可以叫一个 taxi， 可以在那个，因为现在smartphone 很方便啊。我有那个 4G 的 LTE， 所以我就可以在网上搜索一下，知道哪个附近有哪个 taxi 的公司，它的电话是什么，马上就可以出来，对不对
？And I thought, okay, well, that's fine. I can call a taxi. There's a million apps now that we can, you know, find what taxi service is the closest, and you know, and all sorts of ways I can get a ride from somebody.
但我太太没有我这么先进了，我太太就是还是比较传统，所以她还采用那个比较传统的方法。她说：“我们祷告，看神怎么帮助我们。”
My wife, being less technologically savvy than me, she said, "Well, let's pray then."
所以我就找了 taxi 的电话，然后打电话给那个 taxi 公司，然后讲来讲去，讲了半天讲不清楚，也他也讲不清楚，我也不知道怎么为什么。
So while she's praying, I'm on the phone with the taxi service, but for whatever reason, we could not communicate. I couldn't understand him, and he couldn't understand me.
但是我太太她就祷告，然后就看到两个中国人的面孔。
And so as she's praying, she saw two Chinese guys come over.
然后她就上去为他们能帮忙，然后把我们送回去，去拿备用的钥匙。
And so she asked them if they were willing to help out.To get our keys, so we can, you know, so we can get our spare keys.
然后交谈的时候才发现，原来这两个人是从大陆来的访问学者，他们是住在这里，以前来过我们教会的迎新会。
And then, so in the middle of talking, we realized that hey, they actually were visiting scholars from China who'd come to our church.During one of our welcoming parties.
但是我太太花了很长的时间给她太太一起传福音。
And my wife had spent a long time trying to preach the gospel to them.
然后这个丈夫就带着我开车回去，然后去拿备用的钥匙。在一路上的话，我们就开始聊，就开始与他聊福音，然后聊人生，聊这些事情。
And so as he was giving me a ride back, we were able to have a very long conversation in the car. Excuse me.About the gospel, about life, and so on and so forth.
但我和他聊的时候，我心里面就忽然很感恩。我看到这个是原来神是这么工作的。
And while we were talking, I was filled with thanksgiving, and I realized that this was God's plan all along. That this was how God worked.
如果按照我的方法叫一个 taxi， 我就打个 taxi 回去，花几十块钱，然后但是就失去了这个与这个人传福音的机会。
If things went my way, I would have spent.A bunch of money getting a taxi, and I would have lost the opportunity to share the gospel with someone.
所以今天我们在美国就是太顺了，所以我们什么事情我都可以靠着自己的能力去 handle， 都可以靠着我们自己的经验、我们的能力去 handle， 所以我们就不再需要神，所以我们也就失去了很多经历神、依靠神的机会。
So in America, we really have it way too easy, and we lose a lot of opportunities to rely on God to experience God.
所以这就是我们为什么一年下来，我们没有像大卫那样有一个感恩的心。
And so by the end of the year, when we look back, we don't really it doesn't feel like there's anything we can thank God for.
我们虽然在美国，我们很顺，我们没有办法经历那样大卫的那样大起大落，经历像大卫那样的那样高潮迭起的人生。
So even though we may not be able to experience the great rise and fall, you know, the highs and lows of a life like David's.
但是只要我们留心的话，我们在我们的日常生活当中，在我们一些小事当中，在我们一些小小的难处当中，只要你留心，你祷告，你依然可以经历神的恩典。
But if you pay attention, if you really pray, you could still experience God in the little things of life.
你依然可以看到神在你身上是如何做工的。
You can see how God works in your life.
就像我和我太太昨天在 Costco 的经历一样。
Just like the experience I had with my wife yesterday in the Costco parking lot.
所以大卫经历这些事情以后，他就很心里面就充满感恩，他就很愿意，他就说：“我要把约柜赢回来，我把约柜。”啊，迎回来，迎到锡安山，我要为我的一神耶和华建立他的居所。
And so, you know, David having experienced God's grace in his life, he was very thankful. He said, "I will I will have the Ark of the Covenant in Jerusalem. I will build the dwelling place for God.
所以我要进入他的居所，我要在他的脚凳前面下拜。
I will enter into that dwell, and then I will enter into that dwelling place, and I will worship before His footstool.
我要进入那个永远的安息当中，我要一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
That I will enter into his rest. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
耶和华，求你兴起，愿你的祭司披上公义，愿你的圣民欢呼。
Lord, may your priests be clothed with salvation, and your saints shout with joy.
这是大卫的心愿。
That is the heart of David.
因为大卫有这样的心愿，所以耶和华就祝福他。
And so because of that, God blessed him.
So we today 教会我们回想我们教会的过我们教会的十五年的经历，我们十五年的过去，我们的心里面是不是也像大卫那样充满了感恩
？So when we look at the last 15 years of how this church experienced, are we also filled with thanksgiving?
那么教会在刚刚建立的时候是由几个家庭组成的查经组。
And so, when this church was first established, do you know how many families came together to have a Bible study?
那个时候我不在，但是我相信那个时候是我们弟兄姐妹与神的关系最近的时候。
At the time, I wasn't present personally, but I believe that was a time where the brothers and sisters there were the closest to God.
如果不信，你可以问问吴长老，可以问问安姐。
If you don't believe me, you can ask Elder Fred or Sister Ann.
因为在那个时候刚刚从刚刚出来，然后什么东西都不知道，也不知道如何建立教会，所以那个时候是最依靠神的时候，最寻求神的时候。
Because at the time they had just come out of their original situation and they didn't know anything about building a church, or you know about how they were gonna get together, where they were gonna meet, none of that. So they had to rely on God for everything.
但就是在这种光景当中，我们经历神，我们看到神的恩典，看到神的对教会的祝福。
But because of that, we experience God's grace. We see God's blessing in us.
然后在这个教会第一次聚会的时候，神就把彪哥、把陈牧师带到这个我们的当中。
And the first time the church gathered together in this building, God brought Pastor Biao among us.
所以第一次聚会的时候，神就把一个牧师带到当中。
And so, God.Brought a pastor to us even before we realized we could even dare ask for it.
然后后来我们是后来租用别人的地方，但是后来就开始要想要去买堂，买一个自己的堂。
And we started out borrowing a meeting place from someone else, and we were looking at if we could own our own buildings.
在那个时候也是非常依靠神，非常寻求神，为什么？因为我们没钱。
And at the time, we were praying very intently and relying very on God's guidance because we had no money.
所以我们依靠神。
And so we had to rely on God.
但是感谢主，神把这个堂赐给我们。
And so God very, and so we're very grateful that God has given this place to us.
所以我们回想过去教会的经历，我们心里面是不是像大卫那样有这样的一个感恩的心
？So as we think about the How the church has come to be, are we also filled with thanksgiving?
So, 是不是像大卫那样有这样的一个心愿？
Do we also have the same heart as David?
说我要建立耶和华的圣所，我要让更多的人在这里能够听到福音，我要让福音能够更广的去传播，我要让更多的人能够和我们一起来进入耶和华的殿中来敬拜神。
Do we have the heart of worship, of wanting to build a dwelling place for God, to expand God's kingdom, to preach God's word to more and more people so that they can also get to know God's goodness?
So, we today, we are in the meeting, 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 we are in
the concreteparts of that desire is we are looking at expanding the chapel, and the reason we're doing that is for more people to have the opportunity to listen to God's word.
因为大卫在神面前有这个心愿，他要为神建立圣所，所以神就祝福他。
And because David had a desire to to worship God, then God blessed him.
所以神对大卫说，我要与你立约，我要使你的后裔，使你的子孙永永远远坐在你的宝座上面。
And God said, I will covenant with you so that your sons will sit on the throne forever and ever.
所以今天我们如果在神面前也有这样的心愿，我相信神也必祝福我们。
And so I believe also that if we have that desire before God, then God will also bless us.
那么诗人在写这篇诗篇的时候，他已经是在王朝时期，就是以色列这个国家已经分裂成两个国家，而且他们的很多的国王都已经远离神，已经背逆神，然后以色列的敌人，然后神就兴起敌人来攻击他们。
So if this psalm was indeed written in the northern and southern kingdom periods, then you know, the nation has already been split in two, and many of the kings were not living according to God's ways, and both Israel and Judah were under attack from Gentile nations all the time.
所以诗人看到现实情况，看到以色列的衰败，说他的心里面再次祈求呼喊神，祈求神的怜悯，祈求神纪念大卫之约。
And so, the psalmist then cries out in his heart for God's mercy, for God to remember His covenant with David.
耶和华，求你因你仆人大卫的缘故，不要厌弃你的受膏者。
That, oh Lord, for the sake of David, do not turn away the face of your anointed.
但是神与大卫立约的时候有一个条件，就是若是你的子孙守我的约，我要使他永远坐在你的宝座上面。
But there is a condition to God's covenant with David. He said, "If your sons will keep my covenant and my testimony, which I shall keep them, their sons shall sit upon your throne forevermore."
所以诗人起呼求耶和华纪念大卫之约，但是大卫的约有个条件，就是如果你的子孙守我的约。
And so in asking God to remember David's covenant, the psalmist is also remembering that David's covenant had a condition attached to it, which is for David's descendants to also hold the covenant.
但如果按照这个约的话，那以色列他没有任何资格在神面前祈求神的怜悯。
So in truth, Israel had no right to ask God of anything at this point.
因为他们没有守神的约。
Because they had not kept God's covenant.
但是神是怜悯的，神并没有撇下他的受膏者。
But God, being merciful, did not abandon his anointed.
所以神就差遣自己的儿子耶稣基督亲自来到这个世上，代表人完成了这个约。
But he sent his only begotten son into the world to live out the covenant on man's behalf.
所以耶稣基督是大卫的子孙。
And Christ Jesus is the son of David.
所以他在来到这个世上的时候，他的一生33年在这世上，他是完全的顺服，最后死在十字架上。
And Jesus lived on this earth for 33 years, and he lived a life of obedience unto death at the cross.
所以因着耶稣基督的缘故，然后这个大卫之约就被实现。
Because of Christ Jesus, David's covenant was able to be fulfilled.
所以耶和华的祝福就实现。
And therefore, the Lord's blessings were able to be accomplished.
所以耶和华拣选了锡安，愿意当作他自己的居所，这是我永远的安息之所，我要住在这里，神要与我们同在。
For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his dwelling place. This is my dwelling place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
所以锡安代表所有属神的人。
And Zion, therefore, represents all of the people who belong to God.
所以在基督里面，因着耶稣基督的缘故，我们被拣选，我们成为神的儿女。
In Jesus, because of Jesus, we were chosen to be His people.
因为耶稣基督的缘故，神愿意祝福我们。
And because of Jesus, God is willing to bless us.
神愿意住在我们的当中，让他成为神的安息之所。
God is willing to live among us so that we can be a place of rest for him.
所以我们想到在启示录的时候，当新天新地降临的时候，那么神要与我们同在。
So in Revelation paints us a picture of God's city descending from the heavens, and God himself will dwell with us.
然后在15-18节就谈到，在15-18节就谈到神的祝福。
And then verses 15-18 talks about God's blessing.
所以在十五节说，就是说神要使其中的粮食丰满，使其中的穷人饱足。
I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread.
所以这就是说，神要供应我们一切的需要。然后这个应许啊，这个祝福，然后在新约里面已经被应验。
God will meet all of our needs, and this is a promise that has been fulfilled in the New Testament.
但是这个应许要在新天新地里面被完全的实现，才能实现，才能完全的实现。
And it will see its completion in the new heavens and new earth.
所以耶稣基督在马太福音的第六章说，说你们不要为明天忧虑，吃什么，穿什么，喝什么。
Do not worry.
你们要先求他的国，他的义，因为你们所需要的，你们天父已经知道，并且已经赐给你们。
Do not worry about tomorrow what you will eat or what you will wear, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, for God your Father knows all your needs and he will provide.
所以神的恩典是够我们用的。
God's grace is sufficient for us.
然后十六节 提到就是祭司要披上旧衣，圣民要大声欢呼，以色列的百姓，神的子民要因着神，要因着神的救恩也欢呼喜乐。
I will clothe her priest with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud with joy. And indeed, God's people are a joy-filled people.
所以在这世上，我们虽然会有苦难，虽然很有难处，但是这个应许，这个祝福已经部分的实现。所以我们在基督里面，我们会有平安；我们在基督里面，我们会有喜乐。
And so, though we have suffering in this world, we also have blessing from God. We have joy and peace in Christ.
因为基督已经胜过了这个世界。
Because Christ has overcome the world.
而且这个应许要在将来的新天新地里面要完全的实现。
It will be completely fulfilled in the new heavens and new earth.
所以在启示录的二十一章说，在那里再没有哭号，再没有悲哀，再没有眼泪，再没有咒诅。
On that day there will be no more mourning, no more tears, no more sadness, no more pain.
然后十八节就是说。他的仇敌必要披上羞耻。
And his enemies will be clothed with shame.
就是我们的仇敌，然后神的仇敌在那一天要，在那天要披上羞耻。
That one day God's enemies will be completely ashamed.
就在最后审判的时候，他们要被扔在火湖里面，扔在地狱的火里面，要永永远远承受那个惩罚。
That at the last judgment they will be thrown into the lake of fire and endure eternal punishment.
所以我们在这里看到，就是我们现在总结今天的讲道，我们看到就是大卫的一生，他是苦难的一生，但是就是在这苦难当中，他经历神的保守，经历神的带领，然后经历神的祝福。
To sum things up, this hymn shows us that David's life was a life of suffering, but amid that suffering, because he experienced God's grace.He was also full of thanksgiving.
所以在艰难的时候，他经历神的保守，经历神的保护。
That in his most difficult times, he saw God's mercy and protection upon him.
但就在他犯罪的时候，他也经历神的手，神的手伸手管教他。
And when he sinned, he felt God's hand of correction upon him.
所以不管是神的保守还是神的管教，所以他看到神的手在他的身上，他看到神在看顾他，他知道神爱他。
So whether it was God's blessing or God's providence or God's discipline, he saw God's hand in his life upon him.
所以他就从他的心里面有一个深深的感恩在那里。
And because he realized that God truly loved him, he had a deep thanksgiving inside of him.
所以由于这个感恩，他就有一个心愿，他要把圣约柜接到神的殿里面，他要为神建立圣殿。
Because of that desire, he wanted to take the ark into Jerusalem. He wanted to build a temple for God.
所以他愿意进到神的面前，在神的脚灯下面前面来敬拜神。
And he was willing to worship God at his footstool.
他愿意一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
And he wanted to dwell in God's house forever.
所以因着他这个心愿，那么神就祝福他。
Because of his desire, God blessed him.
所以神与他立约，让他子孙世世代代坐在他的宝座上面。
And God had covenanted him that his descendants would sit on the throne forever.
所以耶和华的圣民要欢呼。
And so the people of God should shout for
joy. 他的仇敌要披上羞耻。
And his enemies will be ashamed.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天生活在美国，虽然我们。的生活都很顺，我们都很方便，但是我相信，如果我们留心，我们时常有个祷告的心，我们在这样的小事当中，在那些小小的难处当中，你仍然可以经历神的同在，你仍然可以经历神的 带领，经历神的恩典。
And so, even though we're living in America today, and everything's very convenient for us,
如果我们常常有
if we have a heart of prayer, if we look at, if we really truly come before God to experience all the little blessings that He gives us, we too can see that indeed God's hand is great and mighty.
说我如果我们有一个常常祷告的心，我们就会有一个感恩的心。
And if we have a heart of prayer, then we will have a heart of thanksgiving.
如果我们在神的面前有这样的心愿，有这样的感恩，神就愿意祝福我们。
And when we have a willingness to be thankful before God, God will bless us.
神的祝福要充充满满的加给我们，他要使我们的粮食丰满，使我们当中的穷人饱足。
He will fill our provisions. He will feed our hungry with bread.
我们要在耶稣基督里面享受神所赐的平安和喜乐。
And we will have the peace of and joy of Jesus Christ forever.
弟兄姐妹，我愿我们弟兄我们当中的每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都能够常常有这样一个祷告的心，都能够时常经历神的恩典，时常有个感恩的心。我愿我们每一个弟兄姐妹常心里面常常有从耶稣基督而来的平安和喜乐。
And so it is my prayer that you have a heart of thanksgiving before the Lord, that you experience God's joy in your life always.
愿神祝福你们。
God bless you.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we just thank and praise you.
我们感谢你，你与大卫所立的约，然后因着这个缘故，大卫的约的缘故，天父，我们被拣选。
Lord, we thank you that you have made a covenant with David, and for the sake of that covenant, Lord, you have chosen us.
因为耶稣基督实现了这个约。
Because Jesus Christ has accomplished this.
他是大卫的子孙，他以完全的顺服实现了这个约。
That as the son of David, he completely obeyed, and as so he has accomplished this.
所以我们今天是你所拣选的受膏者，我们是你所拣选的锡安。
That you.Today we are now your chosen anointed, your Zion, your people.
主啊，帮助我们能够时常在你的面前有一个祷告的心。
We ask that we have a heart of prayer before you always.
让我们在我们的日常生活的一点一滴，在那个小小的事情当中，能够依靠你，能够仰望你，能够亲身经历你的恩典，经历你的同在。
That in all the little things of life, we can experience your grace and your mercy and your power and your strength.We can rely on you and just be thankful to you.
赐给我们一颗感恩的心，赐给我们一颗，赐给我们一颗为你的国度，真的是愿意，真的是希望能够进入到你的同在，愿意一生一世住在你的殿中，赐给我们这样一颗心。
Give us a heart that is willing to live before you forever, to be thankful to you, to be grateful.
主啊，我们知道在耶稣基督里面，你为我们存留了丰丰满满的祝福。为我们存留那荣耀无比的产业。
We know that you've given us a glorious inheritance before you.
我们也知道在这世上你赐给我们平安和喜乐。
And that you've given us peace and happiness.
因为我们的主耶稣基督已经胜过了这个世界。
Because we've already overcome the world.
主啊，我们真的是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们这样的祷告是奉靠我主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of Christ Jesus.
Amen.